So the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Avos, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yod. Rabbi Meir, says, have a memayit be'esik, limit, things you do for business. Vasoik b'Torah, your esik, your real esik, what you're really involved in should be with Torah. Busy yourself with Torah. Mihevi shafal ruach b'fnei kol adam. Be a shafal ruach. Be humble before every person. You can learn from someone who's younger than you, poorer than you, not as chashev as you. Learn from that person. V'im betaltim and a Torah, if you allow yourself to become bottled from Torah, you should know yesh lecha betelim har bekenegdecha. You'll have many other distractions. What does this mean? You can learn now. I'm not in the mood, maybe soon, 5 minutes, I don't know. By the time you sit down to learn, suddenly the doorbell rings and the phone rings and there's all kinds of distractions. Hopefully not tragedies, but distractions. What happened? Well, the Rebbe Shem says, if you show that your time is chashev, the Rebbe Shem arranges things, you should have more times to learn. The more you're mevatel Torah, then the more bittel Torah you're going to have to face, whether it's your choice or not. V'yim amalta b'Torah, if you work hard to learn Torah, yesh lo schar har b'litalach, Hashem has much reward to give you. The Rebbe Shem himself, not through a shliach. See, when a person is mevatel Torah, different shluchim, different things pop up. But when a person is meiser nefesh himself for Torah, Hashem himself comes to reward you. By the way, the Medrash Shmuel says a malta b'Torah means you try to learn. It's not whether you get 100 on a test, or 70 on a test, or even a 60. It's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges it. It's how hard you try. That's how we say by Asiyim, Anu ha-meilem v'heim ha-meilem. We work hard and they work hard. We get paid. They don't get paid. A person works very hard and he makes a nice pair of shoes, he gets paid. Yeah, but only if the shoes come out good. A person can work so hard the entire night. Customer comes for the shoes, he puts it on and the heel falls off. Then his toes stick out the front, the whole top comes off. The one who made the shoes is not going to get paid. But when it comes to learning Torah, you try hard. Hashem will pay you. Hashem has a different way of testing. V'im amalta b'Torah. Yesh lo yischar har beilitin lach. Hashem has much reward to give you.